When you're depressed, where do you want to go?
You already know that big pharmaceutical companies like Eli Lilly spend billions of dollars pushing their drugs in ubiquitous TV commercials.
Depression hurts. Cymbalta can help.
But did you know drug companies also write checks directly to doctors? For example, Eli Lilly paid Greensboro family physician Sloan Manning nearly $100,000 over the last 18 months to review marketing materials about Cymbalta and make speeches about the drug to other doctors. Manning is one of 16 North Carolina doctors who received more than $100,000 from drug companies in the last year and a half. He also says he frequently prescribes Cymbalta to his patients. Doesn't that create an ethical conflict?
None at all.
This is Dr. Manning.
My primary focus is my patients' well-being, and my prescription habits basically are focused in and around that. If the medicines that I, you know, help promote were not indicated for or helpful for my patients, I wouldn't prescribe them at all.
But medical ethicist Rosemary Tung at UNC Charlotte says the line is not always so clear.
That would be part of, let's say, the deal in many instances, that they would be influenced. Once they buy the company line, so to speak, then they promote the product in their own practice.
And they're not being paid to prescribe those drugs, but
no,
what you're saying...
No, they're not being paid to prescribe the drugs. But it's sort of an outflowing, I think, of, you know, having had good relations with that particular a pharmaceutical company.
Numerous studies over the years have shown payment from pharmaceutical companies does make a doctor more likely to prescribe a drug. But Dr. Manning says his patients benefit from his drug company work because of the expertise he has developed. He also says he's open about his drug company work when his patients ask. The North Carolina physician who received the most money from drug companies in the last 18 months is David Rosieri, an oncologist at the Duke Medical Center in Durham, who received $240,000. The highest in the Charlotte area was family doctor Richard Rashima, with pharmaceutical payments of more than $145,000. More than 1,000 other doctors in the Carolinas received smaller payments, ranging from a few hundred to several thousand dollars. Their names are now available in a new search tool online at WFAE.org.
It should just raise questions in a patient's mind.
This is health reform advocate Adam Linker of the North Carolina Justice Center.
You know, what exactly did you do for this drug company? And also, you should, if there's something suspicious there, you're being prescribed a lot of drugs from a particular company, and your doctor's being, paid by that company, not only do you want to talk to your doctor about it, you might also want to seek a second opinion.
There's currently no legal limit to what pharmaceutical companies can pay doctors for consulting and speaking services. The American Medical Association guidelines state only that the payment must be reasonable for the service rendered. The North Carolina Medical Board has not created any more specific rule governing the issue, mainly because it hasn't come up. Tom Mansfield is the board's legal director.
Since we haven't had complaints on this topic, the board hasn't had an occasion to act. Now, that doesn't mean it's not a problem. It just means that it has not been brought to the attention of the board, for the most part, regarding any of our licensees.
One possible reason there haven't been any complaints about the flow of money from pharmaceutical companies to North Carolina doctors is those companies only began releasing that information in the last 2 years. ProPublica has now compiled those payments into a single database, so patients can easily learn how much their doctors are being paid by the companies whose names are in their medicine cabinet. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.